Welcome to the latest edition of K-Rock Football's Coaches Catch-Up. Here's your host, Tom King.
It's been a battle for the last few years at the Snake Pit, but things are starting to turn. Some recruits that we didn't see in 2020 are going to be joined by some handy additions in 2021, and those handy additions are basically one-pointers. They're all players that have played at the Snake Pit before and are going to be back in the Navy Blue and White in 2021. And also back in the Navy Blue and White is a man who loves the Lara Footy Club so much that he thought he'd coach them again, and we do speak of the Rock Shane Stone. Hello, Rock.
Kingy, how are you, mate?
Very well. We're also looking forward to seeing Mitch Day roaming the Ford 50 at the Snake Pit in 2020. We didn't get to see it, and I'm guessing 12 months on, with the addition of some former players returning, as you got Daisy back last year, there's a bit of excitement around the camp.
Yeah, we were all pretty excited for that, weren't we? It's been a long time coming, that's for sure. The good thing is with him, he's probably fitter now than when he first came over, so he's worked really hard in the off season, had a family and a little baby, and he's looking really well, running on top of the ground. So we're looking forward to it, that's for sure. And like you said, being able to put some sort of more experienced bodies around him as well, so where he won't be just one out up there trying to do it all.
So 2020 didn't go ahead. You had planned, you were into practice matches, you were ready to go. How did you treat 2020 as a football club and keep your players engaged, and then I suppose have them ready to hit the ground running when you did get back for pre-season training?
Yeah, it was pretty different. It was, you know, I guess the unknown at the start of the year was probably the one where it was like, are we going, are we aren't? And then, you know, I think with social media this day and age, it's really easy to keep connected, which was really good. I think Spencey, the captain, he had an initiative where one person, you know, each sort of night would put up what they did for the day and their work life and what they were doing outside of footy as well. So that kept the group pretty well connected. You know, we put a couple of little challenges for them to do that. But I think probably the beauty of our group is a lot of them are homegrown and they stay connected anyway. And, you know, I think with the PlayStation and the Fortnites and you play online, they keep pretty connected anyway. And, you know, during COVID, there wasn't much else they could do. So, we've been pretty lucky. It's worked pretty well coming out. And then, you know, I guess we just, with Zoom as well, we sort of had a few leaders meetings and that sort of stuff. Once, I mean, it's one of those things, you couldn't go too early because you didn't want to burn them out mentally. So it's like, you know, just stay connected enough and check in on blokes, see how they're going. And then, you know, as we sort of started to be allowed out, we started to do a little bit more. And I think our leaders took a lot of the onus on themselves as well to stay connected with the guys. When you're allowed to train in small groups, they initiated that and got that happening. And, it went okay.
Former teammate of yours was in on a previous edition, Benny Patrick, played with you at Lara. And he said for St Albans, 2020 is acting as a bit of a reset year for the club. Is that a bit similar for Lara as well, that you've been able to, I suppose, take a step back from what you were doing and be able to lay a foundation for, you know, Lara not to return to where it's been for the last 5 or 6 years?
Yeah, I think that was 19 for us, to be honest. You know, we sort of reset, and 2020 was going to be a year where we could sort of start to build.
Yep.
So we didn't get the opportunity. Like, we know we've always had a young group, but we didn't get the opportunity to get games into them. So we sort of, without getting the games, we had to continue to get their, you know, education up and their fitness. I think the beauty of that is they've had a year where they haven't been knocked around in the GFL. You know, their bodies are nice and fresh and they're a year older. So most of our boys that were 20 then, they're 22 now. You know, the 19-year-olds are 21. So, you know, we're stronger there. And then I think the recruits we got in, most of them have been between 23 and 28, yep, which is sort of what we needed and what we lacked.
That's a sweet spot, isn't it, for GFL football?
Yep. And I think we've been really lucky, like especially at the front end where we were really light, we've been able to put a lot of experience and stronger bodies in there where hopefully we can keep the ball in there. So we would have liked to have got 20, you know, had a red hot crack at 20 and seen where we're at. And then, you know, on the back of that, it sort of helps your recruiting. But we've been really lucky to get a few guys back that had left previously. And I think the way we've gone about it is a testament to the club. And then, you know, to have Greeny and Weegs and guys like these come back, it sort of says that, yeah, all right, we're on the right path.
All right. So 2020 recruits, Mitch Day was amongst them. Keanu Lee-Feeney, there's plenty of excitement about what he might be able to bring to the group.
He's come in. He was probably a little bit, he hadn't played for a year before that. He was a little bit sort of underdone and had a lot of injuries at the start, but he's flying at the moment. He's, You know, he's small, but he's explosive and he's got a little bit about him. So it'd be interesting to see what he can dish up in the GFL, that's for sure.
Who else didn't get a chance to pull on a jumper last year that was new to the club?
Oh, there was a few.
Yeah.
Kyle McKay was one of them as well.
So from Learmonth?
From Learmonth.
Yep.
So, you know, he's a mature body that had trained really well and with a bit of experience in that front end. Dylan Jost was coming back from injury.
Yep.
So he was, and coming back from, you know, Werribee Districts a few years ago, but had a year coaching with us in 19 virtually, so he'd learned a lot and was ready to go. And, yeah, there's a few other younger boys that we got in, but, yeah.
Yep. But this year, just looking at some of the names, so Daniel Green and Dan Weagle had both spent some time at Anarchy and have come back. Bailey Ettridge. You get your man finally.
Got our man.
In a roundabout way. From North Shore via Anarchy.
Yep.
His second half of the year at Anarchy was something outstanding, talking to people connected to Anarchy in the second half of 2019. I think he kicked 20-odd goals from nine games. And I know we're talking about GDFL footy, but I think that's just a sign of the kid's ability, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a special player. He's got, you know, he's got goal sense and he's got that explosiveness and really good balance. And he's strong through the core, which, you know, he's hard to tackle and he reads the ball really well. So we're looking for him to have a big year up forward.
Yep. Bailey Cockrell was going to Barwon Heads but has come back.
Yep. He's had some injuries, probably needed to freshen his mind up, but he's come back. He's trained really well. Looks to be getting on top of all those. He was a super junior. You know, he was good down at Falcons and just had injuries, so we're hoping for a little bit of luck with him and he gets a little bit of, you know, continuity with his footy and he's going to be, you know, a long-term player and it's about building slowly in with him, I guess.
Yep. Aidan Yellen, did he play enough footy first time around to come back as a one-pointer or is he going to still carry some points?
Yeah, I don't know. He might carry a couple because he come from the Northern Blues. We haven't really looked into that too much, but he spent quite a few years there, so if he's got his three in for 3 years, I guess he'd be a one-pointer.
Yep, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
He's going to bring a bit to the group too. His footy when he played for Lara was really good, but obviously he had an incident in a game going back 5 or 6 years ago just slowed him a little bit in his time at Lara.
Yeah. No, he's a really balanced, polished player. His experience and leadership qualities around the group has been good since he's come in as well, but he's a, you know, I mean, he's a good fella as well as a good footballer.
Yep.
So when he came in, you know, he loved the club himself, but the group really loved what he brought as a person. He's got a young family also, so the old Lara Cats, we're going to have to build a creche out there. We've got kids coming everywhere.
As far as good names go in the GFL, I'll see you Keanu Lee Feeney, but I'll raise you Galen Minari. It's an absolute cracker.
Yeah.
And he comes down with a bit of VFL experience
he
with
does.
The old Bendigo Gold, Pioneers as well. I've been playing, I think, in the Loddon Valley League or the Bendigo District League most recently, but played some good Bendigo League footy, which I think he's come down to manage the bank, hasn't he?
He has. He's the district branch manager there at Lara, so... No, he's a very modest person. You know, when you ring someone and they say, don't waste too much time on me, I'm not that flash.
Yeah.
You sort of, you know, his qualities as a person and that was right up front.
You made a few more phone calls and found out.
Make a bit more of an effort because he's shown something. I think he's grown into the group. His last month of training's been really good and you can just see the quality that he has got and he's going to bring to our group.
What role do you see him playing?
Oh, probably halfback, wing, midfield,
yep.
I think. Yep, just with the balance of our side. We're probably a little bit light on down back a little bit, but he breaks lines and he uses the footy pretty well, so we'll be looking to get it in his hands.
You exposed some kids to some senior footy in 2019. How have they progressed, some of those youngsters? I reckon, is your young fella among that group, I reckon?
Yeah, as is amongst that group. So Taywin Robertson, Kane Ettridge. You know, there's a few of them there that Jackson Jewell, Isaac Diagrella that won the second
Colts
best and fairest. Yep. So, yeah, there is a group that have played a lot of senior footy. And I think, you know, they've been thrown in the deep end. So they've been had to, I think, this
Sometime
year.
Sometimes it's the best end to be thrown into.
Yeah, it is. So they've got some games under their belt. Whereas I think now, though, with the senior guys coming in, they're going to have to work, well, you know, they're going to have to work a lot harder, but they're not going to have the pressure on them as well. So we can sort of see what they're going to be able to bring in a more experienced side.
Yep. Talk to us about anybody that might have their footy's really developed and maybe they've made the most to work on their fitness or the like over COVID and have come back as somebody that may have been, you know, on the edge going into 2020 but might find themselves come round one running out in the 2 o'clock game?
Yeah, probably with our group, I don't think we can sort of pinpoint anyone that has, you know, been that far off and then stepped up. I think we had a group that consistently worked together and you know, brought each other along. Right now, it's been a little bit of it's been a tricky year because it's up and down. And I think the group at the moment is just waiting for the games to begin. You know, we've sort of gone into a little bit of a lull, but training's been good. Everybody's been, you know, working nice and hard. And I suppose probably one of the big ones, you know, if anyone, I guess Dylan Jose, who's missed a lot of footy, he's sort of, I suppose, looked after himself really well. He's looking really tip-top, and hopefully, fingers crossed, that he gets a good year under his belt and doesn't have any injuries.
Yep. You mentioned Matty Spence earlier as captain of the club. Will he captain the club again in 2021?
Yeah, he will.
Yep. Is it hard to tell a bloke that he's not captaining the club when his dad's president?
Yeah, it would be.
I think Chris Spence has come in as pres?
Yeah, but Matty hasn't done... He's been outstanding since he stepped up as well, so I don't think that would be a conversation that we've had to have for a few years. But, Chris has come in and he sort of brought a different, look on things and a little bit more business... and structure and strategy sort of stuff. Like Benno was all about the footy, and he probably did what he had to do when he came in, and he was fantastic for that. And then, you know, I guess it's just about, you know, constantly growing as a footy club. And I think, you know, Shane would say that he was a little bit time poor with work, and then we've been lucky enough to get Chris come in and sort of keep the good work that he's been doing and be able to sort of, you know, take that next step as a club. And hopefully, you know, everything grows together. On field we grow, off field we grow, and we get back to, you know, a force that in the GFL that Lara has been in the past.
Talking about Lara in terms of playing, Bannockburn playing against Rico's Mob, Bannockburn have played Newtown and the like over the years, but Newtown like send a development side out to play them rather than their full strength squad. But I'm guessing you guys will play a full, you know, your best possible 22 or thereabouts in that game.
We'll try and have, it's just going to be a six quarter game, so we'll try and have three where we. Where we load up, and three where we sort of rotate a few guys through. But with cricket finals, we're probably not going to see, you know, our best. Lara's going pretty well in the cricket.
I was going to say, lots of Weagle and that.
Yeah, we've got a few defenders that are playing cricket. Mm. We're all sort of one end there. So, we'll go out. We want to play the guys that have done the work and have a look at where we're, you know, I suppose it's just about playing footy at the end of the day. It's been so long, I think everyone's itching to go.
We're talking to Luke Matthews in a previous edition. They've got a trip down to Cobden. You've got another Hampden League club on March 20, Terang Mortlake at Terang. Is that turning into the old-fashioned bus trip and a bit of team bonding?
Yeah, there'll be a little bit of that.
And then Inverleigh for the Shane Stone Cup.
Yeah, I don't know about that. There's a few Lara boys out there. So Brent Ling and Kiz McGrath, I think, are
Lingy's been
playing for a cup, so
Lingy's been very good player for Inverleigh, and obviously then heavily involved off field. Lingy did a wonderful job. But what did you have there? 5 seasons in charge at Inver?
Yeah, I think so. Five or six. Yeah,
that's a long stint at a club.
Yeah, look, it was a good club, and you know, they're going really well. They're strong. They're well led. You know, on and off the field. So it's a good country club, and we're lucky. Like we had other sides locked in, and we thought we were right to go, and then all of a sudden, you know, at the death, we're trying to scramble, and I think they might have been the same. So it worked out pretty well. We're pretty happy with that one.
When I look at your fixture and your first month, the word that comes to my mind is opportunity. You've got Geelong West in round one and St Albans in round two, both at home. You go to Leopold in round three, and then you come home to play North Shore in round four. So in that first month, you get three clubs that have been grouped around you in recent years in terms of ladder finishes. And Leopold, obviously, have been a wonderful side for a number of years now. But you would look at that first month and go, gee, there's a real chance for us to lay a great foundation for 2021.
Yeah, I think, it is. Gives us an opportunity to play those sides that have been around us instead of, you know, you're not rocking up against St Mary's or a Colac first up and sort of scrambling. So, we just, I suppose, early on in the year, we just want to see, and that's what the practice matches are about, I guess. You just sort of want to find out how we're tracking, what we need to work on. But that first month, I think it's, yeah, we've got a few at home, three out of the first four at home, which, you know, we've played pretty well at home. So hopefully we continue to do that. But, yeah, it gives us some opportunities and hopefully we can make the most of them.
Some talk of some twilight / night football at Lara.
Yep.
Can you give us an update on where that's at? And I believe the lights are now at the standard required for you guys to play night footy. Is that right?
They will be when they're up.
Okay, you're still waiting for them to go up?
Yeah, still waiting for them to go up.
You hoping for St Albans in round two?
I think they were, but I think that's going to be a little bit of a battle. So
okay.
I don't think we're going to get there, but we're still hoping to get a few games throughout the year.
Gee, North Shore round four would be a twilight game, would be an absolute cracker,
yeah,
I reckon.
A cracker, wouldn't it?
Is that Paddy Carr Cup at home, or do you play them at North Shore for that?
That's a good question. I think we'd have it, so it'll be at home.
It'll be at home.
Yep.
Fantastic. We can't wait for the season. I personally can't wait to see Lara in action, to see Weagle, Green, Yelland, and then I suppose everybody is really looking forward to seeing Mitch Day for the first time in, what, I think 7 years, wearing a navy blue and white jumper. He's a mouth-watering prospect, and there'll be some GFL defenders knowing that Daisy's in pretty good fettle at the moment, probably a bit nervous about what he can do to them.
I mean, Mitch, he's a little bit older as well than when he was first year, so we don't want to put too much pressure on the big boy. But I think he's going to straighten us up without a doubt, and I think we've put some blokes around him that, you know, it's not just going to be about him, so they can, you know, hopefully they sort of load up on him, and then we can get a few other guys on the ground, because we're not, you know, we have got some smart small forwards now as well. So but he hopefully he's out clunking a few and kicking a few big bags, Kingy.
Absolutely. Hey, Rock, always good to talk footy with you. I really appreciate you taking the time to come into K-Rock and have a chat to us.
No worries, mate.
Thanks for listening to this edition of K-Rock Football's Coaches Catch Up. For other editions and the latest local news, head to krockfootball.com.au.